What's up, you guys? It is Haley and Andrea, and we wanted to hop on here real quick because there's been some recent, current, somewhat breaking. It's not really breaking anymore, but some news related to the case and one of the victims in the in this case that we have been talking about. So, because we're covering the case, we thought that we should be relevant and share about this news.
Right. And we actually had one of our really good friends that we met through YouTube, Desiree, aka Mama Friendly, reach out to us and kind of share this news initially. And then we kind of just, did our own research and not research. What should I say? We did our own investigation and got some details. And we just wanted to share with you guys because, number one, it's incredibly fucked up. That this is happening to this poor girl after everything she's already been through, which I mean, obviously, I'm sure the people involved didn't know anything at the time, hopefully. We wanted to get on here and I guess share the news.
Share the news. Okay, so the victim that we're talking about is Gina De Jesus, who we have not covered yet, and will be her episode will be coming out next Thursday. I don't even know what the date is, next Thursday. So Gina's episode will be coming out on May 27th, but she was the victim in this little thing that happened. I mean, it's little in comparison to everything else she went through, but she was carjacked at gunpoint. Like, not just carjacked, not just like mugged, carjacked at gunpoint. This was Thursday morning, this last Thursday. So it was the 13th or 13th. And it was like early in the morning. And she still lives in Cleveland, Ohio. And a car basically cut her off and like stopped in front of her car so she couldn't go any farther. And two men got out and basically like held a gun to her face and demanded that she get out of the car and give them the key so that they could take it. And this was like 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30 in the morning. So super late on Wednesday night or super early Thursday morning. So she gave them the car fob and they drove away with the car and, her purse and everything else was in there, but she just gave it to them and was not about to fight. She basically just knew like there's no point in trying to like fight this. Like, it's just my car and just my purse. Like, those are things that can be replaced, but my life can't because, a gun.
After everything that, she had been through, I'm sure in her mind she was probably thinking like, not again. Like, I'm not, like, she probably was in shock, honestly.
I'm sure. Like, I
Like a
can't
form
even
of
imagine.
shock. No.
But they said the people in the article that I read said that, she's unharmed, she was in good spirits, and they thought that she would kind of be able to recover quickly. So she was this happened exactly a week after the 8-year anniversary of the girls' escape, which is kind of like creepy, but it wasn't connected to anything having to do with, Ariel Castro or anything that happened to her in the past. It was just a random carjacking, which is terrifying. But we just wanted to share it because it obviously has to do with her. And like, if you've seen, I've had a couple of people reach out to us too on our Instagram for our podcast saying, oh, I just read something about this happening. So wanted to share that. And
Yeah, so basically we just wanted to get on here and let you guys know what was developing, I guess, even though it's already water under the bridge now in a roundabout way. We just wanted to tell you guys, what happened and what has been going on since we thought, like Haley said, it was very relevant since we are covering their escape and their stories and everything. It just seemed right to get on here and tell you guys like what happened. So keep her in your thoughts and prayers and, send her all the good vibes and all things. 'Cause even though she's, in good spirits, I'm sure she's probably reliving a nightmare. So,
I'm sure.
but we just want to thank you guys, as always, for listening. Make sure you stay tuned. Thursday, we'll have a new episode up for you guys, and we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.